These words are taken from the second reading that we heard proclaimed. I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone. Prayer. There was a man who was well known to be a very strong atheist. He would refute those who believed in God, whether Catholic, Christian, other world religions. He would say that there is no God and took great joy in doing so. He went on vacation and decided to go to Yellowstone National Park. He got going on a walk one day, got lost, but kind of knew some of the areas where he was. And all was fine until he came across a grizzly bear. Now, a grizzly bear can run up to 45 miles an hour, so he knew he had to run quickly and try to get a place of safety. So he turned and started running and tried to find places perhaps where he could hide. He got into a place that he thought was safe until he got in there and saw that there was no way he could ever escape. The bear came in as this man tried to crouch down and get in close to a rock as possible, and the bear was ready to swap at him and tear him apart when he hollered out, "God, do something." The bear stopped and sat down and just looked at the man. And the man said, "See, there is no God." All he saw and heard at the very end of his life was the bear put his paws together and said, "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts." Prayer. A survey was taken among Americans a couple of decades ago to see if Americans pray. And to my surprise, the percentage was quite high. It indicated that 90% of Americans claim that they pray. With such a strong emphasis now and seeing a number of people who declare themselves as atheists, it might the numbers have come down. But no matter who you are and how much time you spend in prayer, we do pray. And even those who perhaps don't believe might even pray now and then. If you like the Big Bang Theory, even Sheldon Cooper once or twice got on his knees and prayed to God, and he declared himself as an atheist. We hear how prayer is an important part of our lives, and as we continue to read and reflect from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, we hear St. Paul tell Timothy just that. Offer your prayers, your supplications, and your thanksgiving. But he emphasized a point that perhaps Timothy was surprised in hearing, and maybe ourselves. We are continuing to read and reflect upon this first letter to St. Timothy. Last Sunday, we heard how St. Paul told Timothy that he was a very sinful man, but somehow in God's tremendous mercy, he had called him to turn away from his sinfulness and then become a Christian and go out and proclaim the gospel. This Sunday, as we continue to hear and reflect, we hear how St. Paul instructs Timothy to devote our prayers to God. As Catholics, we say our prayers can take one, two, or all forms of these directions, which primarily a prayer that we say quite often contains all four, the Our Father. I probably say one direction is praise, and I think probably we don't spend as much time in our prayer praising God as we should. One we might do a little bit better is to give thanks to God for the blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and to speak of one in gratitude. The one that we probably spent the most time doing our direction is asking God to hear our prayers, a petition or supplication. We're probably pretty good at that one. And one I'm afraid that perhaps most of us don't spend enough time in doing is ask God for mercy. It's the prayer of contrition because of our sinfulness. But obviously in our passage for today, St. Paul tells Timothy, offer up your prayers to God. But the one thing that he emphasized twice in this short passage that we heard He says, pray for those who are in authority. Pray for kings. Pray for those in government. Now, we know well people in government need a lot of prayer. But he says, these people need our prayer. We need to pray for them. And especially if they are not doing what is right and good before God's sight and his people, they need to pray for them for conversion, to see that the evil that they're doing is to change and to do good rather than evil. St. Paul impressed that upon Timothy. But he also cautioned him as well, too, is that we don't give up in prayer. I think all too often when we pray and we don't get what we think what we want, we think God does not listen. And perhaps God does not care. We have to have the knowledge to know that our will has to conform to God's. And maybe God's will for us is not to grant this prayer, and we have to accept it. But yet God also teaches us to be persistent. One thing more that Paul points out to Timothy is that our prayer has to be better than all others. Not that we get a high head because of it, but he says you have to remember our prayer has to surpass those of the scribes, the Pharisees, and even the pagans.
There's one announcement this morning. Script is available to be purchased right after Mass.